Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. We are on live, Facebook Live right now, streaming through BizTalk Radio and probably other sources that we're not aware of. So good morning. Welcome. It is Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Your garden buddies are here ready to go for the next couple of hours. And I just thought of a way to get 10,000 viewers instantly. Just came to me.
What's that?
Announced that Deborah Lee Baldwin is our guest today.
Oh, my gosh.
She did just comment that I'd mentioned in the tag that I'm wearing pants today because it feels like fall.
That you're
and
wearing...
she goes, what do you usually wear? Well,
usually nothing. But
yeah,
I don't
it's radio.
It's anybody's business, but okay. Yeah. And John is here, tanned, rested, and ready to go.
You know, I was just wondering, what would a transvestite in Scotland wear?
Easy, partner.
Probably pants, right?
Probably pants. You know what? These things just come to you, and there's no filter. you know what John has? John has social Tourette's.
But I didn't mean anything bad.
Of course not. Nothing hard or bad taken, John. We understand you. I think most of our listeners and viewers do, too. I hope you had a good week.
If I could only get my family to understand me.
Hey, your brother and his wife, Gabe, are still in town. Dave and Gabe, how long are they here for?
I think they're leaving tomorrow morning.
So that's just over a week.
Got to tell you, want to hear a quick story?
Love a quick story.
They stayed at the Hotel Del Coronado.
The world-famous Hotel Del.
Right, and $650 room. Which
silence.
Which is paid for by her company.
Right.
Yeah, because they're for a convention.
Yeah.
Right. Facing the ocean. And she, my sister-in-law, Gabe, had, you know, meetings to attend all day. So my brother went out on the beach. And you can walk from only so far in each direction, right? Because then there's Navy outposts.
Right.
And I tell you, you can't go beyond this point.
They're little borders.
Yeah.
Mexico.
So he walked all the way to one end like 2 or 3 days ago when it was hot. I think it was even 100 in San Diego then, right? So he got to the end, had to turn around and come back, and he said he was sweating, had his shirt on, and he thought, you know what? I'm not in the best shape anymore. He is 15 years younger than me, though, 16 years younger.
Okay.
And he's not in bad shape, but, you know, he's not a young guy. So he thought
what the heck? I'm taking my shirt off.
Yeah,
right?
And he said, I'm not going to see any of these people here on the beach again. I'll just take my shirt off. And he's walking down the beach, and he looks over to the side, and there's a bunch of young girls over there. And they pull their sunglasses down and kind of look over the top, staring at him. And he's thinking to himself, you know what? Maybe the old guy still has it.
I still got it.
Yeah.
I still got it.
And then he turns and looks behind him. And there's 6 Navy SEALs jogging up with their 6-packs and 8-packs showing.
Oh, boy.
And
well, for a moment, he had a little thrill.
Yeah, I said, what did you do? He said, I put my shirt back on.
You know, you go to the beach, though, you see people who are probably in a lot worse shape than your brother that don't care. They're there.
Oh, yeah.
There are some people that really probably shouldn't, but they do.
What about when you go to Europe? European beaches.
You know, you have an interesting
story. They have no shame.
You told a story years ago here on this very program. This program right here that offended a few people. You remember?
I'm not going to do it again.
No, it was your Croatia story.
Croatia, yes.
And all,
I did get emails. People were offended. And
all you said was they didn't wear anything, right?
No.
It's not what you said?
No, it was just the beginning of what I said.
And then when we were in Nice, we saw the beaches where women only had to wear one article of clothing when it came to a bathing suit.
I know, and I remember telling you because you went nice, and I said, no, we're in Nice.
Oh, that's where the confusion.
It's spelled the same, but.
Amen. Nice Nice.
Right.
Anyway, so here we are off to kind of a weird start here this morning. If you do want to give us a call with your questions or comments, dial us up at 855-424-9825. Otherwise, it's john@gardenamerica.com, and what most of you, many of you are doing right there on Facebook as you watch us live is just post your questions, comments right there, and even kibitz back and forth with each other.
You know, last week was so hot here in San Diego.
How hot was it?
Well, in Fallbrook was 106 degrees, but you get yourself in a certain frame of mind. You know, we've got fires, we've got heat,
yep.
And you're thinking hot. And I was in the greenhouses last week up at Plug Connection where my office is. And it was the first time I'd been in the greenhouses in a couple months. And it's just like greenhouse after greenhouse loaded with poinsettias.
Oh, yeah. This would be the time of year.
And I was thinking, wow, you know, we're not that far away from Christmas.
It's amazing.
Even though it's 106 degrees out.
Now, your brother and Gabe, his wife, were they impressed by the heat? Did it bother them, or were they happy to get out of Michigan? Or did they even say?
Well, again, I don't mean to offend anybody, but wouldn't you be happy to get out of Michigan?
Okay. Okay, I got you.
Hey, you can say that because you lived there, right?
You lived there. You can say it.
I can't say that.
That's how it works. We can't say it.
Michigan has 4 weeks in the spring that are beautiful and 4 weeks in the fall that are beautiful. The rest of the year is miserable.
I don't know how people do it, especially with the humidity.
Yeah.
Because I've been back east in the summer.
And it's not the humidity. You add insult to injury because you have humidity and mosquito bites on top of the humidity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't go outside to cool off. The mosquitoes get you. Just.
So you have basically, what, about 4 months out of the entire year that it's livable?
No, 2 months.
Well, really, two. Okay. All right, 2 months.
I don't know. You know, it depends on what you like. If you're a plant person, it's not a good gardening climate because it gets so cold in the winter. I mean, roses freeze to the ground. It just depends on where you are. It really is a beautiful state. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan is spectacular.
Sure.
And if you're into hockey, you know, my brother is a hockey coach.
And it's a big college hockey state as well.
Yeah.
I mean, besides Detroit, besides the Red Wings. A lot of high school hockey, a lot of college hockey.
Every state has something to offer.
Sure.
Something for everybody. That's why no one lives in one state.
What does Arkansas have to offer?
Hot springs.
Okay, very good. I thought I'd just pick a state out of my head.
They're random.
And?
Very random.
And our network.
And our network.
Which is in Little Rock, right?
And the Razorbacks.
There you go.
See, so how about that?
So anyway, back to this... time of year, you know, it's almost Christmas, but there's parts of the country where you've got to protect if you haven't already brought in your stuff because we're getting frosts in parts of the country. If you haven't already brought in your tender house plants and things, you need to do that. And if you're in warmer parts of the country, you still need to prepare for winter. And one of the things that Deborah Lee Baldwin's going to talk about today is how to take care of your succulents.
Sure.
And prepare them for the upcoming winter.
Now, you must have done a lot of watering this past week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, my wife was telling me yesterday about a $400 water bill.
Well, what are you going to do, right? I mean, this weather, the way it is, I mean, stuff will burn to a crisp in one day if they're not watered.
I tried to make her feel better by saying, you know what, I don't really think it's the water. Remember that night I forgot to turn it off and it ran all night? That didn't help, though.
God.
You should have gone and got some roses for her.
Wow. Yeah. Give her some roses, John.
Well, here.
All we had was potpourri. You know, everything was dry.
Dried out.
It was hot.
Very hot week, yes, into the hundreds. Now, are we over? Are we done? Is it going to get back into the 70s?
Oh, yeah. Next week is beautiful fall weather again.
Right.
Winter coming up.
Good.
Back in the 70s, maybe even high 60s.
Good.
During
love
some
it.
Of the days.
Love it.
I've had some people asking about planting winter tomatoes if you live in the warmer parts of the country.
Isn't it too late?
It's too late. You know, it really is too late.
Yeah.
The thing with winter tomatoes...
They have to establish to be able to go through the winter.
Exactly. They don't grow during the winter. They grow when the weather's warm, so that's why you should have planted them in August or September. They would grow. And the reason a tomato is a winter tomato is because it'll set fruit when the nighttime temperatures are cool, which regular tomatoes won't. So winter tomatoes will set fruit when the temperature's in the high 30s. Mm-hmm. A regular tomato would never do that. If you had a beefsteak tomato, it's not a chance. So some people confuse and think, well, if it's a short season tomato, maybe like an early girl that doesn't take long to produce, I can plant that. No, not really. Early girl still needs warm temperatures to set fruit. So the tomatoes you want to use are the tomatoes with cold-sounding names, you know, from cold parts of the country like Glacier or Manitoba. Stupichka.
Sub-zero.
The
basic rule of thumb in planting everything is planting before the fact.
Well,
I think a lot of people wait until the fact.
As an industry, we should start changing the name then. We should change them to fall tomatoes or something like that.
Well, they're called winter tomatoes
because
that's when you pick them.
Well, yeah, but see, then it confuses people.
Well, that's true.
We're here to educate those
people. Somebody tried to market them as snow tomatoes because they were in the winter.
Oh, that would be a great idea,
and
right?
Everybody thought that they were frost tolerant.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Come back with our guest, Deborah Lee Baldwin, who should attract some attention, of course, and one of our favorite people. And let's see, we've got 16 after the hour back with John's quote. Stay with us, Brian, Tiger, John, on your Saturday morning.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Things are starting to heat up here. More people joining us on Facebook Live. We do appreciate that. Also streaming via Biz Talk Radio. A lot happening. We're going to answer one of the questions, and then Deborah Lee Baldwin, we don't want to keep her waiting. She is ready to go, John, so pick a question, and we'll get to it.
We'll try to get to everybody who's sending in questions.
Sure.
But quickly, I wanted to mention that Gail in Florida said that she can grow tomatoes year-round there. You know, if you like,
of course,
depends what part of Florida, but in southern Florida, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
And now's the time for them to plant tomatoes, and in areas like Arizona.
Arizona,
the same thing.
Right.
But anyway, we've got a question. I guess this was a phone caller, right? And he wanted to know about asparagus.
Steve in Simi Valley, good friend of the show.
Oh, it was Steve. Okay.
Steve in Simi Valley, yes, sir.
And he wants to know the difference between male and female asparagus and if...
You can lift up the little leaves.
And if the female is worthless. And pretty much so on asparagus, because they don't... Only the males put out the spears. The females put out seeds,
okay,
and they don't have the edible spear. So there are varieties of asparagus that are male clones. I think, do you remember any of them? One is UC something or other.
I don't know.
But if you look up online and you search for asparagus male clones, you can find the ones that are all male. So when you plant them.
So Steve's on the right track as far as that. His assumption was that, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Okay. That's why you don't want to plant asparagus from seed.
Because you don't know what you're going to get?
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. And, I mean, you can always, I guess, take the females once they go to flower and start to set seed and pull those out and throw them away. But it's much better to just buy a male clone. And now you're getting the time of year where asparagus is going to be coming in bare root, right?
Yeah, it'll be...
like December?
December,
first part of January?
Mid to late December, I would say, not first part of December. But, yeah, right. Then you'll get them in and you'll be able to start them from...
All right. Well, we should waste no time and bring on one of our best friends here in the gardening business, John.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy to be able to talk to Deborah Lee Baldwin. Anytime we can talk to her. If you have any questions or want to know anything about cactus or succulents, she's often referred to is the queen of succulents. And besides that, she's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And thank you for being on the show today, Deborah.
Well, John, my goodness, what a what a compliment. Now,
go ahead.
Can hear me, right? Oh, you know what?
You know
what's weird? Is I'm watching you guys on Facebook, right?
Oh, and so you're getting
I'm not
a delay?
Hearing my voice.
Oh.
Because there's a delay, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, you've got that. We've got about a 12-second delay, Deborah. You bet.
Oh, okay.
So we'll wave to you, though, now that we know you're watching. I'm going to wave to you.
Okay, I'm waving back.
Okay, good.
I can't see her.
Can't see her. My gosh.
Oh, no.
Deborah, before we start talking about cactus and succulents, one of the reasons that we wanted to have you on today was because you have a special event going on in San Diego today that we want to let our listeners know about.
Yes, thank you. It's a fun event. It's sort of spontaneous. There's a succulent workshop with Mike Pyle of the Hunt Collection taking place at Widener's Gardens Nursery in Encinitas. And, oh, my goodness, Mike, he is so popular with the younger set. He is hunky, in a word. Anyway, he's also a wonderful designer, and he is the designer who did the cover of my book, the garden on the cover of my book, Designing with Succulents, which just came out. So, woohoo, I'm going to be there, too, with my new book. Bring your books if you'd like them signed, or I'll be there with copies if you'd like to obtain one. And then because the extraordinarily good-looking Mike is going to be conducting this workshop, there
are Tiger's getting jealous over here.
Well, you know,
I think he's hunky. I think he's hunky. I think he's hunky also. You know, it's really cool what Mike does. I mean, he creates all these boxes and things that they plant succulents in, and it's just phenomenal what he does. He's Pinterest on steroids.
Well, he is, and his Instagram page is hugely popular as well, and there are going to be some beautiful young women coming all the way from Ventura to help support Mike, and because it's turned into a bit of an Instagrammer's meetup. So I will post a link on your Facebook page to the details, but again, it's
beautiful.
Widener's Gardens. Starts around 1 o'clock. I'm going to show up shortly, you know, before 1 with a book signing table, and then Mike's workshop starts at 2.
You know, I want to comment a little bit about your book, because I understand why it was done, but I think it was almost a mistake to call it the second edition, because a lot of people think of second edition as a second printing, and to me, it's a brand new book. If you have the first edition, don't think I don't need the second edition, because you absolutely do. And I think it's probably by far your best book. It's just spectacular. And to go and get an autographed copy with Easter or Christmas coming up, a great idea.
hey, Deborah, correct us if I'm wrong, but didn't you say the last time you were here that you actually made a few corrections in your second edition that didn't jive with your first book? Is that right?
Well, you would remember that, wouldn't you, Brian? Yeah, there are a few things. There are a few things in the first edition that I was very glad to not include in the second edition. One of the companion plants I recommended was the Stipe attenuissima, or the Mexican, what's a common name? John, help me. It just recedes prolifically.
It's a grass.
It's a grass from Mexico, right, that recedes like crazy. And yes, it's very drought tolerant and it's beautiful and it's all that. But people have said, why did you recommend that weed?
Yeah. Well, the point is, you know, we continue to learn and grow every day. And the fact that, which makes your book, your second book, all that more important, Deborah.
Hey, scientists are always putting out new. You know, something new that they've discovered that completely contradicts what they had done years ago.
And they sometimes go back and retract it.
Exactly.
So no big deal at all.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
I just wanted you to know that I do listen to you. I do pay attention.
He wants you to know you can't get away with anything around him, Deborah.
Anytime I make a confession, Brian will be aware of it and remind me.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely right. You know, Bob Riedmiller and I have a book coming out December 5th on succulents, but I wanted to make sure that people understand how good your book is, that I would like you to buy both books, but if you can only buy one, get Deborah's.
Oh,
please.
God. Oh, my God.
No, really, that is how impressed I am with it.
How about both of them as a package deal?
That's what I'm saying. Get both. Yeah. But if you can only get one, get Deborah's.
Well, and here John comes on the radio and says that I'm one of the nicest people he's ever met. And then he goes and says that. Hey, back at you, sweetheart. You are phenomenal for saying that. And I want your listeners to think of us as also bots, which is when you go to Amazon and you buy one book, you see a list of books that says, people who bought this book also bought.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. We got to take a break, Deborah. We're going to come back with a lot more information. You can join us in the conversation. Call us. Deborah would love to hear from you, 855-424-9825. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there on Facebook Live. A lot of people tuning in watching us on Facebook. A great place to pose your questions. We're approaching, 30 minutes after the hour. We're going to step aside, take a break, coming right back Saturday morning with Garden America.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N Project.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And you can also post your questions, comments right there on our Facebook page as we are on Facebook Live right now. And speaking with our good friend Deborah Lee Baldwin, and just a great book. Deborah, during the break, we were talking about your book and all the great pictures. As a matter of fact, you took some of those pictures and are given credit. Nice job. Way to go.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very proud of the book. It's my magnum opus.
You know, I was just looking at the people watching us on Facebook and saw that Pat Lanza had joined us and talking about her gardening in Tennessee, and we'll have to, when we're done with Deborah, have to talk a little bit about that, because the lasagna method of gardening kind of revolutionized certainly organic gardening, but it's a great way to plant and keep weeds down. So Deborah, you're going to be over at Encinitas today, but and I know that we don't have a whole lot of time, but there are people in other parts of the country that have to bring their succulents indoors, and even if you're in warm parts of the country, there's certain things that you should do or think about doing with your succulents. And I thought you might give us a few tips.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, John, because just because we're in the midst of a heat wave with too much sun, more sun than we know what to do with, the rest of the country is starting to hunker down and prepare for winter. I'm seeing a lot of posts on social media, on Facebook, about how people are pulling their plants indoors. Now, the dividing line for most succulents is 32 degrees because these plants are from arid climates. Often it doesn't fall much below 32 degrees. And so if you live in an area where that's the case, know your plants, and if they're not sempervivums, hens and chicks, or sedums, also known as stone crop, chances are you're going to need to protect them during the winter when temperatures fall, below freezing. And one way to do that is to set up a special area inside your home, ideally set aside maybe in a sunroom or a cellar, where you can include grow lights. You don't need a full spectrum. Fluorescent is fine, unless, of course, there's enough window light coming in, because these plants can't sit in darkness for 3 months. You're going to water them very minimally because they are going dormant and they don't need a lot of water. In fact, they can rot out on you if you're not careful. So let them sleep, let them be, and provide air circulation. That's something that people often don't think of. They cram all their succulents into one small corner, add a light, and don't think about adding a fan. Now, you can put both fans and grow lights on timers. So that's a great way to go. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'll cut down on the pests, the mealy bugs that tend to sneak in and settle in, and oh my gosh, then you've got a mess, and plants that you really can't keep. One thing I saw on social media yesterday was someone had a toad that they were overwintering, and I think this might
be... A what?
A toad, T-O-A-D.
A toad. That's what I thought you said.
And my first thought was, oh, dear, the poor toad. You know, he can't come indoors. But this was somewhere in Great Britain, they were just lauding the fact that they had a toad because he was going to take care of any pest infections that settled on their plants over the winter. And evidently the toad had access to outdoors. So get a toad.
Yeah, get a toad.
There you go.
Yeah, but also get him a little dog door or a toad door.
Well, and then you got to get him something to sit on, right?
Yeah.
A toadstool. Oh, you know what? I know we're running out of time, but I just wanted to tell you I will post some links on how to care for frost-prone succulents, how I do it in my own garden, on YouTube and on my website. And I'll post that right now on your Facebook page.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyone who gets our weekly newsletter, we do have links from our newsletter directly to Deborah's homepage.
Right.
So if you're driving in the car now and you can't remember everything, if you get our newsletter when you get home, just take a look at it. Otherwise, is it DeborahLeeBaldwin.com?
It sure is.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well,
thank you, John.
That's easy to remember.
Tiger.
Well, Deborah,
we
want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us again, and I hope you have just a gigantic crowd. I know they always hire extra police for crowd control whenever you appear.
Yeah, it's sort of like Beatlemania, right, John?
That's right.
Yeah.
But
hey, Tiger,
have a great time up there.
He's listening. He's learning.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been busy trying to coordinate some other stuff over here, but I always love hearing and chatting with you. Anyways.
Yeah, well, okay. So my dear Tiger and Brian and John, will you all wave to me?
Hey, Deborah. Now you're not gonna see this for what,
like
about
12 seconds or so?
Yeah. Keep waving.
All right.
Deborah, thanks so much.
Have a good time.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Good luck today. Have fun.
Bye.
Okay,
all right.
Bye-bye.
You betcha. 41 minutes after the hour.
You see us waving now.
Now you see us waving.
Yeah.
All right. So I do want to mention that we set up a podcast page this past week. If you want to go back and listen to shows commercial-free, the only thing you're going to hear that's even close to a commercial are little bits of information about our show, what's going on, our newsletter, perhaps the trip to England. But they're about 38, 40 minutes in length, and you can go to, I put the link on our Facebook page. It is Spreaker.com/show/Garden America Show. And just go to our Facebook page. You'll see the link right there. There's 4 podcasts put up there right now. I'm still explaining what a podcast is to John.
I can't be the only person listening
that doesn't know what a podcast is.
That's not technically challenged. So, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you can you'll see it. Go to our Facebook page.
Why don't you explain what a podcast is exactly?
This could be a podcast right here.
Well, here's the best explanation for a podcast. It allows you to download and play this whenever you want.
Right.
Which means that when you're in the car, when you're
doing your
workout.
It? What do you download it from?
I've already downloaded it. You just need to go to the link.
Yeah, so you can download this on your phone. You can download this on an iPod or a media player. You can download it to your computer.
So I'll tell you what, if people go to Spreaker, just remember the name Spreaker. And when you go to that site, if you type in Garden America, or I've also put in keywords like home and garden, entertainment, things like that, then it'll take you to Garden America.
You have to spell out Spreaker because
it's like speaker, but it has an R in it, right?
Spreaker.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
You don't go to speaker.com.
And again, go to our Facebook page. The links are right there. And Tiger's right. Anytime you want to listen to a show, and we'll continue to build shows and keep adding them.
Yeah, and that way people that miss the show can go back.
Or if you
want
to hear it again,
if
they heard something Deborah said and didn't quite understand it, go back and you can go back and forth, and you can go to whatever part of the show you want to. Fast forward, rewind.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
It's kind of like a cassette.
I'm going to pretend I understand.
He brought up cassette.
Yeah, it's kind of like a cassette for you. Okay, so you remember how you used to tape things on cassettes and then replay them later on?
You don't do that anymore.
John knows what 8-tracks are.
You can't record on 8-tracks.
I never understood 8-tracks. I never got into 8-tracks.
You know the funny thing about 8-tracks?
I don't think we ever had one.
Is that was the big thing back in the 70s, basically?
Right.
But what they would do was right in the middle of a song, you'd hear this cha-ching, and it would go to the next track.
It's still
the same song, but it had different tracks. It would just interrupt the song for a brief second and then go to the next track to continue to play the song.
Because the file was too big for one track.
Exactly.
I don't know if Deborah's still listening, but Laura on Facebook said maybe Deborah could have a raffle for a free book up there at her appearance at Widener's.
We should have brought that up. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Yeah, doesn't cost us anything. I wanted to read, let's see if I can find Pat Lanza's comment here. And Pat is just talking about Deborah being one of the nicest people, Pat is also one of those people too. And she says, Hey, John, yesterday I transplanted some large trees and shrubs from pots to the ground. She knew the rain was coming, and she needed to take advantage of it. She goes, I'm coming to you from Tennessee, where the climate is kind and taxes are low. We've moved from our big house, and I'm enlarging the beds with cardboard and organic layers. Lasagna gardening is alive and well. Miss you guys. Well, we miss you too, Pat.
I'll bet it's beautiful where she is right now.
You know, the story about how she came up with lasagna gardening is just amazing. But basically,
is that the same as layering?
That is layering.
Okay.
And she puts cardboard and newspaper down on the ground before she starts preparing a bed. And it keeps all the weeds down. You don't get any weeds. It's just amazing. One of the best things you can do. And then obviously you don't have to till your soil anymore. The worms love the cardboard and the paper. And putting layers of organic material in there too. And
now
it's awesome.
In our region, a little bit drier. Huh? We'll talk maybe a little bit about the layer method when we get back, because I have some questions that maybe you can help me with.
Tiger's got questions. Well, Tiger, go to Facebook and type your question, and we'll try to get to your question. All right, continue to watch us on Facebook live streaming wherever you want. And again, don't forget Spreaker.com for podcast, which we'll talk more about that later on. We've got our newsletter. Make sure you get our newsletter, and we'll discuss our trip to England coming up in 2018. It is break time. Brian, Tiger, John stepping aside as we approach 46 minutes after the
hour. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning?
If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Also, questions, comments right there on Facebook Live. We have several to get to. It is 51 minutes after the hour. We are your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for joining us. Biz Talk Radio, john@gardenamerica.com or 855-424-9825. Questions, which one do we want to hit first on Facebook?
We're going to hit Linda Ticello, and she wrote, I was given a pumpkin tree. The botanical name is Solanum integrifolium, and I live in Redding, California. Will this grow as a perennial in my area? I can't find much info. So for those of you that are not familiar with that, you see these a lot in florist shops right now or floral arrangements where these they come up with these little sticks and over the on the edge of them they have like a cluster of what looks like pumpkins.
Right. But they call them, matter of fact, another name is just pumpkins on a stick. It is.
That's a great name for it.
Right.
But they just have what looks like a cherry tomato-sized pumpkin on it. They're an orange color. They have the ridges on it and everything. Right. And so that's the plant that she's discussing. And as far as it being a perennial in your area, no. They definitely die back, and I'm sure that you're going to have to regrow
them.
Well,
it's an
annual,
right?
Yeah.
So you can save some seeds from those little mini pumpkins.
Oh, easily.
Which, surprisingly, are really eggplant.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Solanum is an eggplant.
Right.
It's the same family, right?
Yeah.
It's actually a type of eggplant.
Right.
So also, what else is in that family, Brian?
Solanaceae. It's a joke.
Well, that just covers everything. Yeah, yeah, the Solanaceae family is tomatoes, right?
Right, tomatoes, yes.
There's the potato
tomato,
bush.
Right.
There's a potato bush, nightshade.
Sometimes we say potato.
Nobody says potato. Tomato maybe, but not potato.
Yeah. So to answer your question, Linda, no, it is not a perennial, and it'll die back. So,
right. But just save the seeds.
Yeah, but it's a fun plant.
And I think we want to readdress a question we got from somebody last week also, Tiger. Is it Dale?
Yeah, Dale. John, maybe you can help us out with this one.
Just to make sure that we're clear on answering Dale's question.
Wondering on how to overwinter heliotrope.
Well, heliotrope is...
He's in Eureka.
...is a perennial, but it's a tender perennial. So if you are in an area that freezes... It could freeze to the ground without protection. So if you're in Eureka, you're going to have to put something around it, some type of mulch to keep it from freezing during the winter. The ground probably won't freeze in Eureka, but you definitely have some frost.
Yeah.
And it'll burn the plant back. So you could do loose types of mulch. If you had pine needles, if you had cocoa bean mulch, anything light, and just pack that around there. And even if the tops freeze during the winter, if you pull the mulch away in the spring and then cut it back, it should come back. Some types of heliotrope are hardier than others. The other thing you can do is grow it in a container, and then when it's going to be cold, just bring the container indoors.
Yeah.
And then put it back out during the day when it warms up and grow it that way. Or you can grow it as an annual. There are annual types of heliotrope, too, that grow a little bit quicker than the perennial types.
Is it the white one? Is that one more commonly found as an annual? Is that what it was?
The white ones, I find, is
hardier
as a perennial. Okay. Yeah, and the white one I really like because it smells like vanilla. Or used to smell like vanilla.
Used to smell like.
Before we went to break, I was commenting on the lasagna method in gardening. And Pat is from, was it Tennessee?
Tennessee, right.
Yes, okay. Tennessee.
So my question for us is, if we were to take that same concept in an area like Arizona, dry parts of California, the Southwest, would it be as effective? Because I feel a lot of the breaking down of that material has to do with keeping it damp. And if you don't keep the area damp, will the cardboard and the paper break down as quickly? And will it kind of do the same job? Or is
in a dry area.
Yeah, because in planter beds, it's one thing. You know, vegetable planter beds, it's one thing. You're constantly watering them. You're constantly keeping them up, you know, taking care of them and whatnot. But you know, in a normal flower bed in these regions, if you have drip system or some kind of watering system that really isn't simulating rainfall and the entire area isn't getting wet, is it going to still do the same job?
I think of it as composting. Mm-hmm. So you can compost in dry areas, right?
Yeah.
You just have to add the extra water that you need. So I probably would not use the lasagna method for succulent beds.
No.
Because that area is going to stay dry.
It's going to get
dry.
Yeah, right.
But any other areas where you're laying down mulches, it's the same thing as putting down a mulch. The only difference is going to be that the cardboard itself is going to prevent all the weeds from coming up, where a mulch might actually encourage weeds because unless it's thick enough, it's going to provide extra moisture. So, yeah, I think it's great for dry climates as long as you do have an area that's going to get some water.
Right.
But, yeah, just think of it as mulching. Mulching, layers of mulch, different types of mulch rather than just one solid thick layer.
All right.
All right. There's your answer.
So you got to bring the rain.
You got to bring it.
We definitely need some water. I was surprised when I was in Michigan that my brother-in-law was really into composting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He
made you happy, didn't it? You don't compost. I don't see any compost. No.
I don't compost. Not only do I not compost, I've never composted.
You're not a composter.
Just one of those things that I just never got around to. I never had room.
Right.
I mean, I do mulch. In essence, mulching is kind of like composting, except
poor man's composting is what it is.
Well, maybe not poor.
No, it's not poor man.
Right, it's more lazy.
It's more expensive.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot more expensive. Another thing I had never done was grafting or budding. And I think I told you last July we had that budding clinic for the Rose Society. And I was able to, for the first time in my life, actually bud some roses.
Were you there to teach or learn?
No, I was there to learn.
Okay.
Learn from Burling Leong from Burlington Rose Nursery up in Visalia. And I think I did maybe a dozen of them.
So now you know how to do it. Now you're good.
I know how it should be done. Everyone I tried died. But
trial and error.
I have to try again. I get the concept now. It's one of those things that you just have to try. You know, it seems like it's overwhelming or you might be afraid to do it. But once you do it, now I think I could do it. Matter of fact, I might go home after the show and try it.
Which is a big change in his attitude, because John used to say, if at first you don't succeed,
give up.
Give up.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, the music means it is top of the hour news time on many of these affiliates. We are coming back at 6 minutes after the hour. Hour number two, right here, Facebook Live. Garden America, John, Brian, Tiger. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.